Morrisania resident Shayna Walters getting her hair done straight today, but she says some days she likes braids.
It helps your hair grow.
And legally, she can wear it however she wants. New York City's Commission on Human Rights starting today, spelling it out for employers, banning natural hair or hairstyles are considered racial discrimination.
About time the city is recognizing that they shouldn't discriminate based on the texture, the style of what you like. Your hair is your hair.
The Human Rights Commissioner today tweeted out this photo from President Barack Obama letting a boy touch his hair in the Oval Office, saying, quote, hair is a part of you. Hashtag your hair, your right, NYC.
Imposing Eurocentric values of what is professional or neat or beautiful or proper, that has no place in New York City.
Workplace expert Stephen Viscusi says he's received hundreds of calls about it from all over the country.
Told to cut their hair or they lose their job. It's disgraceful.
The law will also be enforced outside of the workplace, like at nightclubs, gyms, and schools. Demoya Gordon used to work at a large law firm and says it wasn't until recently she felt comfortable wearing her hair down.
It's harmful, not just emotionally or psychologically, but physically and financially.
Now she's working with the city to investigate 7 cases of racial discrimination based on hair, including someone being told their afro was too high. She hopes the rules put an end to discrimination.